A month on from the final report into the destruction of the Juukan Gorge rock shelters, recommended legislative changes are yet to be made. And traditional owners around the country doubt whether the report's scathing assessment of federal and state Aboriginal heritage protection will bring about real change. A group of women trying to protect a sacred site near Newcastle in New South Wales hope the inquiry's recommendations will help successfully end their decade-long campaign. National Indigenous Affairs correspondent Shani Wellington.
For generations, Walwyn and Worimi woman Melinda Brown and her family have been visiting a sacred place for Aboriginal women.
It's about learning stuff, and you can feel the spirits there.
She's part of a group fighting to protect the Awabakal Butterfly Cave, a significant site near West Wallsend on the New South Wales coastline, traditionally used during birthing practices. But now, accessing the cave can be traumatic.
I feel really heartbroken. Like, it rips my heart out to get answers. No, you can't do this. No, you can't go in there. You have to ask for permission. Why?
The cave has been declared a protected site under federal and state laws, although the women must seek permission from developers to cross privately owned land to legally access the site. It was used as a case study in a federal inquiry into the destruction of 46,000-year-old caves at the Juukan Gorge. Last month, the final report was handed down. 8 recommendations were made, including to co-design national Aboriginal heritage law that all states and territories would need to adhere to.
So in every stage of the way, traditional owners are being locked out and not having the final say on management and protection of their cultural heritage.
In Western Australia, new Aboriginal heritage legislation was tabled 2 weeks ago and described by state government as the most progressive cultural heritage legislation in the country. Kimberley Land Council's Tyrone Garstone is one of 146 signatures on an open letter to have the bill withdrawn.
The co-design process that's been outlined hasn't really listened to the actual concerns of those people.
The WA Minister for Aboriginal Affairs said the laws were the result of extensive consultation. Issues around a co-design process is concerning, according to stakeholders in Victoria. Chief Executive of the Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations, Paul Patton, wants an election commitment from state candidates to fully implement the Juukan Gorge recommendations.
I think there's a real opportunity here to be able to ensure that we don't continually fail to recognise the rights of Indigenous people, and we don't continually cause harm to cultural heritage and cause ongoing trauma to traditional owners.
As questions remain around what change comes to fruition, traditional owners like Melinda Brown continue their campaign.
We're fighting. It's been a long time for the fight. Why do we have to fight for the land?
Walwyn Worimi woman, Melinda Brown, Shani Wellington reporting there.